Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining me this evening. It is a packed show, so let's get right into it. Well, while Lansing lawmakers take a break this week, public school employees are taking their place at the Capitol, fiercely demonstrating against Senate Bill 1040, which calls for some sweeping changes to the Michigan public school employees' retirement system. If you missed yesterday's interview with one of the opposition groups, the Coalition for Secure Retirement, check it out on our website, 1320wils.com. But to get the other perspective on this heated issue, I'm joined by one of the bill's sponsors, Republican State Senator Phil Pavlov, who chairs the Senate Education Committee. Phil, thanks for joining us this evening.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Okay, now school employee groups are saying that this really gets back to former Republican Governor John Engler, and it's his fault that we are now in this $45 billion mess. Didn't his decision to cut the appropriations for the retirement system by $54 million back in the 1990s and then no longer pre-fund health care get us to where we are today?
Well, that might have been one step in that direction, but clearly we have to recognize that where we stand today, nearly $45 billion in debt is that retirement system. And I guess if I were a member of the education community, I'd be more concerned about the long-term viability of a program. And I might be working with the legislature to say, what are the solutions and how did we get to where we are? I mean, I think if you calculate market losses, the fact that we've only got 1.2 employees for every retiree, you're not going to be able to outrun the math in this one, unfortunately.
Was this not, even then and as the process unfolded, wasn't it very clear to lawmakers all along that we would end up where we are today?
Well, I don't think that there's any doubt that where we are today is a place where we need to make some real significant decisions. And I think as we put our work group together to explore opportunities and potential for repairing this thing, I have to tell you that the 8 members of the House and the Senate that worked on this issue, none of us have any interest in being vindictive to school employees. I think it really becomes a function of when you look at it's in Michigan, it's nearly eating up 1/3 of all the education payroll spending in the state of Michigan. And what's happening is it's squeezing resources out of the classroom, and go unchecked, it'll get to 40%. It'll get to 45%. So, I mean, there's necessary adjustments that need to happen on this, unfortunately.
Now, but what they're saying is this is a very typical step the state lawmakers are now taking by adjustments. They're putting more burden on school employees rather than pursuing things like increasing revenue to fund these programs. Is that not, though, what Senate Bill 1040 is doing?
Well, I think it's shifting some costs. I mean, I think it's being realistic to say, you know, you're going to have maybe a larger contribution to your retirement system. I think in the long run, without these kind of adjustments, I think that whole system is in danger of collapsing. And to me, it's one of the most predictable crises that we have facing it. And let's be frank about what this retirement system is. It is the last of the defined benefit systems, not only in government, but in the private sector. And there's a reason why the rest of the world has moved away from the defined benefit retirement system. It's because it's just not sustainable any longer.
I mean, look, the state made a deal with school employees. It's starting to sound like the option now becomes, how can we get out of this deal?
Well, I mean, I think the option is what we've been focusing on is how do we maintain a retirement system that will serve the needs of the people that, A, are already in it, and B, are looking to move into a secure retirement system. And I think asking a retired school personnel to pay for 20% of their post-employment health care is not overreaching. In fact, I would say that that's very fair. Requiring them to be 60 years of age before they access health care is very reasonable. In fact, to get to Medicare under the federal system, you must be 65. I think requiring a current employee to pay 7 or 8% of their wages into a retirement system to make sure that it stays healthy is not asking too much.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Phil Pavlov, who chairs the Senate Education Committee and is one of the sponsors of Senate Bill 1040. Now, these three steps that you're talking about, is that enough to cover the $45 billion of unfunded liabilities?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to have to, I don't think this will be the last adjustment we're going to have to make. But I think what this does, it puts us on a path for local school districts to get a little bit of relief, number one, from the escalating cost of this retirement system. I think it also gives the retirees a little bit of stability knowing that, you know, we're working on a solution and this isn't a new problem. It just, there wasn't the political will to do this in 1997 when all other state employees were converted to defined contribution. And this is paying the price for inaction back in the 97 era.
So would it be fair to say then that ultimately state lawmakers, beginning with John Engler's decision in the early 1990s, are to blame for the circumstance that is now facing public school employees?
Absolutely not. I think you take a look at the biggest impact of this retirement system has been the fact that market losses have wiped it out. I mean, the collapse of the stock market in 2008 has had an enormous impact on that fund balance.
One thing that the teachers say is that if your bill does get passed, that it actually will motivate many teachers that could retire to immediately do so and only further burden our unfunded liabilities. Are you not concerned about that happening?
Well, I'm concerned about it. We have made short-term decisions in the past to shore up and to free up some funding for our local districts. One of them has been to use retirement as an incentive, is to, you know, move some of the higher paid teachers into their retirement if they've qualified and replace those with some younger, lower cost teachers. We've paid the price, and that's one of the functions of not dealing with this problem and containing costs in education.
Part of the issue, too, is that you know, with the expansion of charter schools, you're going to have more and more teachers in that system, and you're going to have even less teachers contributing into this retirement system. Is that not another dynamic that's going to only worsen things?
Well, it's a dynamic that you have to consider, but as I said in committee yesterday, the reason that you're seeing the popularity in charters, beyond the fact that it's giving moms and dads across the state an opportunity to pick what's right for their student, it's also a function of they're operating on a different, more sustainable cost structure. And the charter school offers their employees a 401k retirement system that's predictable and affordable.
I need to ask you one last thing. When you look at the future of the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System, how dramatic do you anticipate changes could be down the road? And is there any chance that the system could somehow collapse?
Sure there is. There absolutely is. And when you look at the crisis in local government, and let's just use Detroit as we're speaking, Detroit's operational deficit is one thing. I think what's really driving the financial collapse of that community is their long-term legacy costs. These don't go away over time. People are living longer, and that's a great thing, but we have to be more realistic on how we plan for the future. And, yeah, absolutely the system could collapse.
But how would that work, though? Isn't the state obligated to financially support the system? What would it actually take for things to completely fall apart?
Well, I haven't thought all the way through that, but let's just look at what is required by the state. We will have to honor the pension obligation for our employees, because that is that's a part of your compensation, and that's a contract. What we don't have a requirement to do is to provide that ongoing health care in your post-employment time of life. So where you look at the liability in this system, you know, nearly $28 billion of it is in health care, and about $17 billion, roughly, is on the pension side. So the state would for sure have to be required to handle the pension side, but the health care side is not a constitutional obligation for the state of Michigan.
The state could conceivably even potentially pull the plug entirely on the health care side, and it could do that legally.
Well, it isn't anything that we're considering. We want to be able to make sure that our employees that have worked so hard for their career have some stability going into the future. And I think if you look at Senate Bill 1040, requiring our retirees and asking them to pay 20% of their health care obligation going forward is not anything that's draconian in my mind. They're paying 10% now, but pay an additional 10% for that stability of having that benefit available, and having it available at age 60 rather than 65 for the Medicare. I think most people in Michigan would look at that and say that's a pretty good deal for, you know, for the times that we're suffering through in Michigan.
Well, we'll certainly see where things go next. Republican State Senator Phil Pavlov, the chair of the Senate Education Committee. Phil, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. And we're coming right back, but first, send us some feedback. Our email address here is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.